The A's coming off that big walk-off win on Friday as they opposed Drew Pomeranz in this one. The A's sending Sean Manaea to the mound. Sox up 2-1, bottom two, but not for long.
Rajay's bunt, and it's a good one. And it's going to get a run home, and Rajay's safe. Nicely done by Rajay Davis.
He can play.
And the pitch to Mark is swung on and launched to left. Chris Young will turn, and he will watch it fly. Man, Canna is red hot. And that quickly, the A's have tied it up at 3-3. And here it is. And Chris, it's a deep drive, left center field, turning around. Benintendi at the wall. He will watch a moonshot by Chris Davis. Two home runs in the inning. And the A's take the lead. It's 5-3 in favor of the Athletics. Noe Ramirez, and ready. The runner goes to third, a big jump, and it's drilled to left center by Pinder. No doubt about this one. How far will it fly? Second deck. Do you believe that? Over the suites, into the second deck. A tremendous blast off the bat of Chad Pinder. And it's 7-3 in favor of the A's, and it's bombs away in the bottom of the fifth inning. The high set, the turn, here it is, and swung a launch to right, way back. Betts will turn and watch it fly. And they've hit another one. This is amazing. And the A's take an 8-3 lead.
Everybody joining the party and just getting some free swings and doing a lot of damage. Jed Lowrie's been hitting the ball hard this entire series and finally got one that he could get some backspin and add to the list.
The A's upend the Red Sox 8-3. Oakland bashes four homers in a single game for the first time in almost exactly 1 year, having last done so May 17th of last season. Dustin Pedroia extends his hitting streak against the A's to 23 games. That is the longest active streak for one player against a particular team. The A's bashed four home runs in a game for the first time in almost exactly 1 year, having last done so on May 17th of last season. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin on an 8-3 victory over the Red Sox.
Yeah, you know, day games, ball carries a little more, but I don't know that any would have been affected. I mean, seems like they got longer and longer. I mean, can I crush that ball? KD, we've seen it, and the Pinder one, I don't even know how to explain that. So he's getting more and more comfortable at the big league level. He has power. We've talked about him as a hitter, and he's really starting to get comfortable. So good for him.
Can you talk a little bit about those three solid innings by Montas?
He's gotten better and better each time out. And today we really wanted to get that pitch count up so we can use him in any role we possibly could. And it seems like every inning he goes out there, the confidence gets higher and higher. Better breaking ball again today. Anytime you have a good breaking ball and you throw 100 miles an hour, it's going to be tough. So got off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but, man, he's really coming on and – there's no telling. You know, he's given himself so many options and given us so many options to use him in different roles.
What did they tell you about the dead ball there?
Yeah, that's a ground rule. I mean, that's they're right about that. My issues weren't with the ground rule.
Okay. The placement of the runners wasn't an issue.
If it's a fan interference, then they can place him. It's a judgment call.
What was?
Yeah, I had other issues.
Okay. What did you do with yourself for?
Nowadays you have plenty of places to go.
You in that fifth inning, is that almost kind of a matter of, hey, this guy hits a bomb, I want to kind of one up him the way they were crushing it like that?
It might be more of a question for them, but we hit a lot of home runs, and when we're playing well, we hit home runs. I mean, that's how we score for the most part. So, and really, it can happen anywhere in the lineup. And when you see, you know, guys like at the bottom, like Pinder doing it towards the bottom of the lineup, it's tough to navigate through our lineup when we're swinging the bat well. And there's something to the momentum of guys hitting homers and another guy hitting a homer. And we have a lot of guys that can do that.
What do you think of Manaea and really how all of your starters have kind of held them off here?
Yeah, I mean, kind of a low pitch count for him. One of the reasons we took him out was it was a long inning on top of that. Was willing to let him go about maybe through, the lefty. But once the inning got longer and longer, you know, he's just coming back a couple starts from from shoulder stuff. It didn't want to mess around with that, and we felt like Frankie was a good match.
You guys got 97 pitches out of Pomeranz in just the four innings, yeah. And then were able to attack their bullpen. How big was that?
Yeah, similar really with both pitchers. Both teams, when going well, and they do up and down their lineup, have a way of making you throw a lot of pitches. And, you know, in the past, that's what we did very well here, too, was get a starter to throw a lot of pitches. Then you get into the middle of the bullpen, and, you know, those aren't their best guys, so you have to take advantage of that. But they did a good job making them work.
Bob, did you get anything on Dull's
MRI? Nothing structurally in there, so that's a relief. You know, a little sore right now, so we'll probably let it heal up for a little bit and then strengthen and then get him thrown. I don't think this would be a long-term deal, but nothing as far as the meniscus goes in the MRI.
Do you think that affected the way he was throwing?
Actually, what do you mean?
Well, that Ryan is having these issues.
No, he did that on the last hitter last night and ended up getting him out.
And, Bob, there was a list that was put out about guys that have hit home runs where Pinder's landed today. But are you surprised, given the way he's shown that kind of power? I mean, he's not somebody you think of when you think of a guy who can hit a ball 450
feet. No, it's not a surprise. Everybody we have in development, from our hitting coaches to managers that have had him, rave about him. He's a bat, for sure. He's finding the right position for him. It might be the versatility and playing some outfield that ends up being the right spot for him. But he can hit. And he's done it everywhere he's gone.
The ace and Andrew Trakes to the mound on Sunday as he battles Eduardo Rodriguez.